This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Yes, we will meet you in the garden, and a little bit happening in the garden, and it's look at the sideway this time. I had a look down my sideway the other day, and oh my goodness me, it had got very overgrown. I hadn't touched it since last summer, so the weeds had taken over, and so had a few of the ground cover bits, but the ground cover bits okay, but oh, the weeds are very overgrown. Anyway. I actually found a few plants that I've forgotten about, and it was nice to see them again. Two climbing roses got some very good attention, so climbing things in the sideways is very good too. And I discovered a Jostaberry vine that I planted last spring. So long-time listeners might remember this one, that I thought I'd try something a bit different, and there it was, looking quite healthy actually, so obviously quite hardy. The trick is with sideways to keep it low maintenance. So plenty of low maintenance shrubs and plenty of mulch. Or me, I prefer to do the ground cover plants. I'm not too keen on the succulents. That's a personal taste thing. But succulents are great for a low cover as well, for a low maintenance ground cover. My sideways got a cobble brick pathway right up the middle of it, so that helps a bit too. And some of the violets have grown over the sideway path, so I've replanted a few of those runners, and they're a bit further up the sideway as well. I found a rose that I planted when the extensions were being done to the house, and I put it down the sideway and planted in the sideway just to somewhere to plant it, because I didn't know where to put it. And it's doing well, doing very well. It got a decent prune though. So other things you could put down that sideway is climbers. Good for climbers to put up the fence and keep the neighbours at bay. Good spot for star jasmine. More practical things you could put in, like a passion fruit, climbing beans, and that sort of stuff too. Now, there's a little bit that's at the end of my sideway, sort of towards the front fence. It's about 1.5 to 2 square metres, and I thought, what do I do with this? I could put a big bush there, I could do something, but My grandson's 3 years old, and I'm going to make a little garden for him. So it's going to be Alexander's garden at the end of the sideway. It's going to be our secret little garden, and we're going to grow some very special plants there for him. So looking forward to that. I'll keep you informed, because it'll be easy to plant stuff, easy to grow stuff, and if you're a beginner gardener, it might be for you as well. Now, I forgot to mention the compost heap last week. It's time to spread that about, because it's been fermenting all winter. It needs a good stir, so get the fork in it. There's actually proper stirring things you can get, say using the hand movement, for stirring up the compost bin, and they're a few bucks at the local hardware store. So have a look at that. Stir up your compost heap, dig it in, because now's the time to do it, and give a good bit of composting to that soil that you've did you fertilize the other week? Of course you did, didn't you? Get onto it next weekend, all right?
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.